Iminungkahi sa pinakahuling datos na ang bansang Australia ang pangatlo sa pinakamalaking producer ng basura sa buong mundo. At ang masama dito, karamihan sa mga basura ay napupunta sa landfill. Kabilang sa mga basurang ito ay ang mga gamit sa bahay na kinukolekta ng local councils bilang bahagi ng kanilang serbisyo. Ayon kay Alejandra Laclet, ang Senior Recycling Campaigns Manager ng Planet Ark, na isang Australian non-profit environmental organization. Halimbawa sa hindi nare-recycle o hard rubbish na ginagamit sa bahay na maituturing na basura ay ang mga muebles o furniture.
That's a very good example of something that cannot be recycled if you think about how furniture is made from so many different materials, right? Let's say a sofa. Maybe the base or the body is made out of wood, and then you have all the fabric around it, all the textiles, and then you have all the stuffing, which could be a different thing. And it's just pretty much impossible to recycle it correctly or just not financially viable. So that will end up in landfill.
Isa sa mga nagbibigay ng libreng hard waste collections na nasasakupan dito sa Sydney ay ang Blacktown City Council. Kinakailangan lang na magpabook ang sinumang naninirahan sa lugar para makuha ng council ang hindi nare-recycle na mga basura. Pinapaliwanag naman ni Maria Hondrojanis, ang Projects and Systems Officer for Waste Operations ng council, kung paano ito gumagana.
We are an on-call service, so residents are required to give us a call or go online, and we will provide them with the next available booking date. There are some council areas that are rotational or on a schedule. We don't do that here. We give up to 12 cleanups a year in Blacktown City Council, and residents are required to make a booking for those collections.
Anito, kung magpabook para ipakolekta ng council ang mga basura, kailangan lang sumunod ang mga residente sa ilang partikular na kondisyon, kabilang ang mga limitasyon sa dami at uri ng basura at mga paraan ng pagtapon. Ang mga patakaran bawat jurisdiction ay naiiba, kaya pinakamahusay na suriin ang inyong konseho dahil maaari kang pagmultahin kapag nagkamali. Binigyang diin ni Hondrojanis na ang mga panuntunang ito ay ipinapatupad sa Blacktown at sa karamihang mga council.
The items cannot go on the nature strip until one day before the collection date. And this is to reduce things such as neighbors illegally dumping and non-compliant materials being added to the collection as a result of the illegal dumping. In cases where there's non-compliance, we try and always educate the residents first, get them to do the right thing and comply with our conditions. However, if this isn't the case, fines of up to $4,000 may apply.
Dapat ding tandaan, magkakaiba ang mga items na kinukolekta ng bawat council. Samantala, si Merrimack City Council Mark Riley pinapaunawa sa lahat ang mga items na itinuturing na kabilang sa hard waste.
The hard waste are things like household furniture, mattresses and the bases of mattresses, and also white goods, you know, from washing machines to dishwashers, fridges, freezers and things like that, as well as carpet and the underlay of carpet, and finally wrapped metal, timber and sheet glass.
May ilang mga bagay naman na hindi maaaring itapon bilang hard waste, kabilang dito ang mga materyales sa konstruksyon.
The sort of things we don't collect would be construction materials, and that's an important one because a lot of people get it confused. So if you're doing renovations or constructions in your house, you shouldn't be putting out all of those materials that you might be demolishing and pulling out. You have to dispose of those through a waste service. You can't put out chemicals, oils, poisons or paints, and you can't put out tires or bean bags or polystyrene and things like that.
Sa estado ng Victoria, bawal itapon sa landfill ang mga e-waste dahil naglalaman ito ng mapanganib na materyales. Ibig sabihin, hindi kinukolekta ng council ang mga e-waste sa kanilang hard waste collection. Bagay na ipinaliwanag ni Matt Jennifer, ang interim CEO ng Sustainability Victoria.
E-waste, which is defined as anything with a plug or a battery or a power cord, it's not allowed to be sent to landfill. The same principle really applies no matter where you are in Australia. You shouldn't be putting e-waste in any of your bins in your house. So anything like TVs and batteries and hair dryers and fridges, they need to be disposed of at certain locations.
Sabi pa nito, may mga lugar na tinatawag na council transfer stations na maaaring paglagyan ng mga e-waste na ito tulad ng baterya, cellphones at marami pang iba. dahil may pasilidad sila para tumanggap at magre-recycle nito.
But if it's something smaller like a battery or a mobile phone, there are literally thousands of places around Australia that those things can be disposed of at, supermarkets or Harvey Norman stores or Officeworks stores. Those types of facilities often have a disposal point.
Ang mga pintura ay talagang bawal at hindi tinatanggap sa hard waste collection. Subalit, maaari itong tanggapin pati na ang mga pakete nito ng paint bag. Ang paint bag ay isang libreng serbisyo sa buong bansa na tumatanggap ng expired at hindi gamit na mga pintura mula sa mga kabahayan para hindi matapon sa mga landfills at daluyan ng tubig. Ang mga estado at teritoryo ay nagpapatakbo din ng mga libreng programa para sa ligtas na pagtatapon ng mga nakalalasong gamit sa bahay, kabilang ang mga kemikal. At pagpapaliwanag ni Jennifer kung bakit dapat itapon ang mga produktong ito nang magkahiwalay sa tamang lugar.
Chemicals like cleaners, bleach, even nail polish removal can be hazardous. Things like insect sprays, pesticides, any fuel, any gas canisters, they're all hazardous products and definitely shouldn't be put in your bin. And even more importantly, should be never tipped down your drain. They need to go to a special disposal point.
Gayunpaman, ang pangangalakal sa mga hard waste sa inyong lugar o mga itinatapon ng inyong kapitbahay ay ipinagbabawal ng council. At ito'y may karampatang multa, kaya mainam na suriin kung ano ang naaangkop sa inyong mga lugar. Subalit, sabi ng konsehal mula Merribeek na si Riley, hinikayat nilang bigyan ng second life o ipamigay ang mga hindi na kinakailangan gamit sa bahay sa iba. Lalo't maayos at ligtas pa ang kondisyon nito. May mga online hard rubbish rescue groups naman kung saan ang mga miyembro ay maaaring mag-post ng larawan na maaaring ipamigay sa mga nangangailangan nito.
If you're picking up something, it's really incumbent on you to check that it is safe to reuse, particularly if it's an electrical item and you need to get it checked or repaired. And in fact, we are really encouraging people to repair things. We also still encourage people to do that sharing and the reusing. And you can do a lot of online services on social media and so on where you can actually put products up. And you know, it might be a really good piece of furniture that you don't want to put into a waste system. You just want it to be reused.
Pinapaunawa naman ni Alejandra Laclet mula Planet Ark maraming opsyon para masigurong ang mga bagay sa inyong paligid ay hindi matapon o mapunta sa landfills.
If you put stuff on Gumtree or on Facebook for free, someone will pick it up. It really even helps you to take it out so that you don't have to do it yourself and put it on the curb. You can also sell it or you can donate them as well to charity shops. But just be mindful that whenever you donate something, it has to be in good, resellable condition. Otherwise, it will end up in landfill and it's just going to cost those charities money.
I-check sa inyong mga local council at alamin ang tungkol sa mga paraan ng pagtatapon ng hard waste. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, maaari ding bisitahin ang Planet Ark website sa recyclingnearyou.com.au.
Please remember that waste isn't waste until it's wasted. If you want to find different solutions for your items, go to recyclingnearyou.com.au and it will tell you all of the different options for things from mattresses, white goods, paints, batteries, etc. so that you can dispose of them responsibly.
Ang mga ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Dumaido na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.